programming before learning programming. I am certain that any two-step process on your computer can not only be swiftly automated, but desperately calls for a custom visual programming language. Actions that you connect with wires. I have created many visual programming languages myself in hot pursuit of that perfect one. And I assure you, as long as you start asking an AI about creating an interesting programming language yourself, it does not matter where you start. You can do something like Apple Automator, which is vertical and supports only one wire. Or Blender Geometry Nodes /ComfyUI, which is very nice indeed. ComfyUI shows that HTML can be just as fast as everything else. The code for it is not the code the AI writes. No, we do not live in that age anymore. But the text that you and AI create together, the text that describes your needs. I recommend you always remind AI to update your program requirements as you create new clones and new iterations. If you ever discover a new pattern, like I did recently, you put aside your old text and begin writing new requirements. My discovery has the AI creating XML documents that describe application structure. And my punchline is that every XML node or tag is an actual and useful web component in my webpage. So my XML document that represents application state, hierarchy, where the library is, where the canvas is actually just an HTML snippet that describes everything. Really cool and wonderful to read, because you don't need to care about the code AI generates, since the heart of the application is right in the middle of the web page. Indeed, the most valuable feature is clarity. The XML triples as the system diagram. And I focus on keeping that XML perfect. The nearly 3,000 lines of code that the AI has written thus far is just implementation, functionality. It is completely AI managed. It is not serviceable by humans. And even more importantly, it is not liability. It is needed. The code the XML describes is needed for a single and clear purpose. Make the web components that the XML describes come to life. To give you a little overview of my process, just so you know where the starts are, I simply asked my AI to describe a visual programming language with features that I thought I liked. And then I just told it to translate it into a requirements document. And then I asked the AI to create a series of documents that represents the implementation stages. AI came up with 7. I attached the now 4,000-line document in the original version of this text. AI is amazing at programming. It has trouble seeing interfaces and it may create some bugs, but the code internally is almost flawless. It just needs your eyes. You just tell it what is broken and it will slowly track everything down. Now, allow me to answer why. Why would you even want to do this? Let me close by explaining the value of this beautiful thing.
Once you look at some Blender geometry nodes and comfy UI tutorials, you don't need to understand what the blocks do. You just need to see the users connecting the wires. You will totally grasp how visual programming works. It could not be simpler. It's extremely intuitive and uniform. It is just ports and wires and the functions that you tie together. But the true value is in selling a commercial license or premium access to some parts of your code. You can see an example of money-making in ReetJS when you go to their documentation. Some very important code examples are locked behind a pro tag. And while it is annoying, after a while it makes sense. And that is just selling the library end. Beyond this are the web apps you create, and every one of them is a creator in itself. You make anything with them. Phone apps, data flows, database queries, browser extensions. And here you ask for a monthly membership fee for premium hosting and features, exactly the way Comfy does. Oh, it is a wonderful thing to sit down to programming before you know much about it. All you really need is your detective hat, and then you'll unravel all the mysteries with the help of AI by just asking.